It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. If you just joined us, I'm broadcasting from Anna Maria Island. I'm on Bridge Street. At the end of the pier is the Oyster Bar, and I'm overlooking the bay as sunrise is up, and 72 degrees, very beautiful right here. And Paul Rasmussen, we're going to get you here at some point for a Pirates game in the spring.
Thank you.
We promise. One of the things that we've talked about this week was the excitement of being in Pittsburgh with everything that's going on this weekend, in particular Pitt, Clemson, tomorrow Steelers, Ravens, and that always draws a lot of people to the region. And sometimes hotel rooms are at a premium, and that drives up the prices, you know, supply and demand. We've heard of some, and get this, in Pittsburgh, Paul, downtown, some of the hotel rooms, $950 a night.
No.
You'll take two? So how does this work with Airbnb? We've got Shane Eichinger, who's a real estate investor and property manager, and he has some of these Airbnb places. He's from Murraysville. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
All right, explain how this works for people that have heard about Airbnb. So, as I understand it, you actually have some places and you utilize these to rent out to people from Airbnb, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a pretty simple concept. You just go on their website and you book your dates and your time of stay, just like you would a hotel room. But they obviously have more convenience of amenities and bedrooms if you have more than one or two people, like your standard hotel room, you know, can't accommodate extra bedrooms and kitchens and stuff like that. So it makes it appealing to the renters in that way.
And how did you and when did you first get into doing this?
I've had my first one for 3 years, and I just got my second one up and running.
And where are they? Just curious where you chose to start.
I chose Champion, PA, just because it's near Seven Springs and it's a resort town, so it brings in a lot of renters for different types of events up at Seven Springs, and obviously the ski and snowboard season is big attraction up there.
Yeah, and they have a great golf course, Champion Lakes, owned by the late Dick Grote, and his family still operates it. That's a destination place for a lot of golfers.
Yeah, absolutely. They have all sorts of different types of activities you can do. There's wineries, golf, shooting ranges. The resort has different types of activities depending on the seasons. So, yeah, there's a plethora.
And I understand that this has started a whole industry of people like you who want to invest in properties, fix them up, and then rent them out from these apps. Airbnb is the one that most people heard of, but there are others too.
Sure. Yeah, the other popular one is VRBO. You know, that's probably Airbnb's biggest competitor. But there's a few other smaller ones too. Those are the two I'm most familiar with.
What about cost? Now, you know, if you're comparing it to hotel rooms, obviously people want accessibility, especially when there's a premium weekend like there is in Pittsburgh with all the sports. But then the rates. How do you figure out what it's going to cost to rent a room that you would typically rent for a hotel?
Yeah, so it's similar to the hotels in the way that they will increase the rates based on, you know, if there's a big event or attraction in the area. And then obviously location as well. Like, I'm sure there's some Airbnbs in Pittsburgh that raise their rates for this Baltimore game as well, you know. So anytime there's anything going on that they know they can get more money, they will. But at the same time, some hosts will just keep their price standard 7 days a week, you know, 365, is just because they're happy with what they're getting. But those are the ones that book the soonest. You know, they'll book out months in advance because their price is so reasonable.
Well, it's definitely a growing industry, and in Pittsburgh's region in particular. You just, you know, by saying we're champion, you know, PA and the amenities up there, I would have never thought about that. But you can basically get these places anywhere, and now anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, you can. And what's really cool about Airbnb now is they have categories at the top of the page where you can rent cabins, tree houses, tents. You could rent places with views, farms, islands. They even have a category for castles, which is really cool.
We don't have any in Pittsburgh, but I would mind staying in a castle. Anyway, as long as it's not haunted. Well, Shane, appreciate your time this morning, man. Good luck. Get your places rented.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
You got it. Shane Eichinger, Murraysville guy who's into the Airbnb thing. Coming up, more from Anna Maria Island here in beautiful Florida as we get ready for a big weekend in the Berg. News Radio KDKA. Coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're excited to be part of, along with our four other Odyssey radio stations in Pittsburgh. We've got 93.7 The Fan. They are the flagship for the Panthers. And we've got Pitt Athletics, and want to thank Saloni's Italian Bread. We're going to be at the Market District at Settlers Ridge, again, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 2 to 7 each day. And if you're out buying supplies, maybe for your tailgate or for Thanksgiving, help us fill the PGT truck that all benefits the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And we want to thank everybody participating. You're going to see a lot of celebrities there, a lot of Pitt athletes, too. And we're calling it Haul to Pitt to help your neighbors. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Settlers Ridge Market District. Larry Richard on Anna Maria Island. There's a famous bridge street, and at the end is a beautiful pier next to Cortez that goes across the waterway to the mainland. And I'm with Elliot Falcioni, Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, who's a Pittsburgher, grew up in the South Hills, and worked for the Pirates. And speaking of the Pirates, I wanted to bring this up, Elliot, because a lot of people are making their plans already. Spring training, I mean, before a few months here, baseball will be underway in Florida. How did they make out here with the two hurricanes?
Well, we're going to bring the Vice President of Florida Operations on at 9:05, Jeff Podobnik, to update Pittsburghers of the minor repairs to Lecom Park in Pirate City. But, you know, we're excited about the 55th year of spring training in Bradenton. And hot off the press, Larry, March 20th at 2 p.m., the legendary Steve Blass will be part of our speaker series at the Manatee Performing Arts Center. So, Pittsburghers, order your tickets when they go on sale in about a month, and it's going to be great to see Steve Blass.
Steve Blass, a pirate for life. Is there a nicer human being?
There's not.
And what an ambassador he has been for not only the team, but the whole city. He's extraordinary, and that'll be a fun night.
Yeah, he may have been born in Connecticut, but he's Pittsburgh through and through, and we're going to take Steve through his life on that day. So, and I think the voice of the Pirates, Greg Braun, is going to join us as well.
That's outstanding. And in terms of people making plans, what do you recommend for people who want to maybe experience spring training for the first time?
Well, honestly, book your vacation now. If you wait through the holidays, capacity will be limited. So book your flight, book your hotel, get your Pirate spring training tickets. The schedule is already out. And like Mayor Chappie said, we're open for business. The beaches are going to be beautiful, and we're looking forward. Gosh, can't you wait for Paul Skeens to be on that mound in spring training?
How about him up for two huge awards in Major League Baseball?
Absolutely, and hopefully Livy will be with him with her brand. And,
I know you're a big gymnastics fan.
Absolutely, but her and Paul, what a couple brand in the world, right?
And then for people that don't know, we have this sister city relationship that you really help broker. And even we no longer have a regatta in Pittsburgh, but you have Pittsburghers behind the regatta here.
Well, that was Dennis Dupre, the executive vice president of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was the first guy that I called, my former boss, when we became sister cities. And I said, tell me who runs the Pittsburgh Regatta. You know him, Mike Fetchko, Michael Dungilly. We had them down here in a week. And when they saw the river between Palmetto and Bradenton, they said, we can make it happen. And now it starts the seventh year in February, one-day event, and it brings about 100,000 people to the urban core.
So people need to know it's really patterned off, again, what we used to do in Pittsburgh. Surprising, at one point, the regatta in Pittsburgh with our three rivers was extended to 2 weeks for a short period of time. Then it was 4 days. They tried to wrap it around the 4th of July celebration. Maybe at some point they'll regenerate the regatta in the burg. But there is one coming here in a few months again in February at Manatee River.
Well, and the one thing that's different compared to Pittsburgh, even though Pittsburgh has 409 bridges, we have the Green Bridge and the DeSoto Bridge. So we close the Green Bridge for pedestrian traffic only, and you can actually look down on the racetrack to see those high-performance boats race. So it's very intimate, very unique, right on our river walk. So for Pittsburghers that haven't experienced it yet, come down here. I think it's February the 12th. Not sure off head, but it's free. Fun, family-free entertainment. And like I said, it's going into its seventh year.
All right, it's 7:25 at KDKA. This is the Big K Morning. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Big weekend in the Berg, and I'm doing a flash tour here on Anna Maria Island this morning, and we're helping support the effort to support the folks that work in the tourism business, of which there are many, and due to the last two hurricanes, they've had some tremendous...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Challenges, but they made great strides, particularly here in the Bradenton area. I'm on Anna Maria Island, a Bridge Street pier, and at the end is a place called the Oyster Bar. And John Horn and his wife Amanda are the owners and have been gracious enough. We're actually broadcasting outside, looking at the bay, watching the sunrise. I can see Sarasota 10 miles away. John, first and foremost, thank you for getting up really early. I appreciate it.
You know, hospitality people are not really early morning people.
I kind of get that, too. And we're also with Elliot Felcioni, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. And it was Elliot that suggested, hey, maybe I'll wake up my friend John and his wife, Amanda. So thank you for being so gracious.
Absolutely. And it's kind of beautiful out here to see the sunrise, see the stone crab trappers going out in their boats to get the fresh stone crabs. So, you know, you feel fresh Florida seafood right here, don't you?
Literally. I mean, I'm looking out and I didn't realize that they got the stone crabs right here.
Oh, yeah. It's as local as you can get. I mean, they're coming in every day. They're out there lifting their traps full of stone crabs.
And you're a native of Florida.
I am. I'm a fifth-generation Floridian, one of those weirdos, you know?
Elliot, that's going back a ways. Most of us just have...
I would say prehistoric.
Back in the day, right?
What part of Florida did you grow up in?
I grew up in Central Florida, so right between the Atlantic and the Gulf. And so as a kid, you know, if you wanted to body surf, you'd go to the Atlantic. And if you wanted just gorgeous beaches, you'd come to Anna Maria Island.
Yeah, the Gulf beaches are really beautiful and pristine. That said, you went through these storm challenges. You had some damage, but it could have been, I understand, a lot worse.
You know, we were right in the crosshair of Milton, so we were expecting the worst. I mean, we've got seven restaurants right here on the West Coast, and I just had visions of Milton taking all of them out. And so, you know, after afterwards, it's hard to say you're fortunate, but we were very, very fortunate. We had one of our restaurants totally decimated, and that was mostly from the flood of Helene and then the wind of Milton. But, you know, losing an awning, losing a, you know, a light fixture is nothing compared to what so many have gone through. So we were fortunate.
There was no loss of life. Yeah. First and foremost, things can be replaced. But the efforts to get it ready for the tourist season, you've made monumental strides.
Absolutely, and everybody's kicked in. I mean, it's just been a phenomenal work with everybody working together, all the different entities from government to everybody, the hospitality industry. Everybody is all about what do we need to do and how can we get it done now. So it's not that anybody's turning the other cheek, but everybody's helping each other.
And here we are on the pier at the Oyster Bar, and here comes stone crabs. Wow.
Yeah.
As fresh as they can be.
They are. Like I say, these were probably swimming 2 days ago.
Your man Chris might have went out and got them a couple
hours
ago.
He's done it before, yeah.
And then you also have these these wings.
When you bite into those, you're going to love those. Those are a new one. Those have a curry sauce to them, and they're fabulous. But one of our taglines is we're more than just oysters. So we've got a lot of different items besides just oysters here.
So Paul Rasmussen's getting donuts and probably pizza today. We're getting stone crabs and wings. John, you know, we're in Florida, seafood.
Yeah.
There's nothing more than a sustainable stone crab. Just give us the rundown. They pull the traps. They break off the claw. What happens?
They break up. They've done all kinds of research. The University of Florida has done research on stone crabs that they're I don't know what the term is, like homogenous. They take care of each other. So if one's missing a claw, the others will feed it until that claw grows back. For the longest time, they only took one claw. And so every season you would know if it was fresh because they only took the left claw on odd years and the right claw on even years. But they found out they take care of each other. So you pull one claw off, you put the crab back in the water, it survives, it grows claws right back. Its buddies take care of him, feed him until he gets his claws or she gets her claws.
Kind of like a fraternity party.
Yeah. So for Pittsburghers who don't know, there's a seasonality to the stone crabs.
Absolutely. October 15th to May 15th. So we're right in the peak of it right now. And so that's to, you know, when they're spawning, you don't want to catch them when they're spawning. You want to make sure. So there's a season for it here in Florida. And that way you get the nice size claws. And, man, there's nothing better to me. That and grouper. Is a local fish as well. We're going to have that in just a few minutes.
We're with John Horn, owner of Anna Maria's Oyster Bar on Bridge Street Pier. This is a cool little street in the first place.
It really is.
All these little eclectic shops, yeah. The water, obviously, and you're right next to Cortez that takes you to the mainland.
Yeah, you're on the intercoastal waterway right to the Gulf of Mexico, and Bridge Street matches the two. And obviously, this is where the first bridge came. That's why it's called Bridge Street. The first bridge to Anna Maria landed right here.
Look at that. Elliot, you never told me that before.
It was on my notes for later, so he just stole my thunder.
What will Elliot talk about now?
And the Anna Maria Pier on the north end was the way the ferry came 100 years ago. So yeah. You had two ingresses, one by ferry, one by vehicle,
and
to get on the island.
And you helped generate the new ferry service that has been operating.
And a fabulous, fabulous service.
Absolutely. Hopefully it'll pull up here in a couple hours. We've been running now for 2 weekends, and we're going to flip that switch to normal operation on November 21st. And we have ordered a $3 million enclosed ferry that should be in service May or June. And at that point, whether it's a little chilly or hot, or if it's raining, we'll have an enclosed area that'll have 67 interior seats. A little bit faster, a little bit heavier, going from the mainland to the island.
That's spectacular. And for you, John, being right here where the ferry drops off, that's...
Well, and it's twofold. We use it for our staff. So our staff, I mean, the early morning run, the staff can get on it, no charge to them. So that cuts down on traffic on the island. They come from all over. It's opened up where we can recruit staff from in town. They can pop out here on a ferry, no fee. And then the later ones bring customers out here. They pull right up here to our dock. They come in, maybe have a nice margarita. You know, you can't drink all day unless you drink in the morning, so you got to start there. So they'll have a margarita and then walk all over Bridge Street.
And I almost didn't get in the Oyster Bar this morning because when Elliot introduced me to John, he said, yeah, Larry works with the Pitt football, and there was a pause. And then he turned his head and looked. Well, you went to Clemson.
I did. So we've got a big game this weekend, don't we?
I know what you'll be doing at noon tomorrow.
At noon, you better believe it.
Yeah, look closely on ESPN. You'll see the shortest guy on the sideline. That'll be me.
I'm going to look for you tomorrow.
And you can't
miss. I hope you're not happy. I hope you're asking a lot about what the heck's going on here.
Dabo, he's a tremendous coach. And,
he's awesome.
Nobody can argue with the success of the Tigers.
The Tigers.
Although Pat Narduzzi's 2-2 against Dabo.
Yeah, he's had Dabo's number on occasions.
You guys were 25-0 at home at the time.
Right.
And
broke a long streak.
Pitt was like 28-point underdogs.
Yeah.
And went down there in Death Valley, which, by the way, honestly, your fans are absolutely as cool as it can be.
Win or lose, they support their
Tigers.
And they are class. They truly are class people.
And so are you, John, and his wife, Amanda. Her story, I told her, when's the documentary coming out? Her dad was a World War II pilot.
In the RAF.
In the RAF.
Yeah.
After the war, wanted to get away from war-torn Europe, moved to Africa, where she was born in Rhodesia.
In Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe.
And then that started getting out of control.
Yeah.
So
he got the family out of there.
And so she ends up here with you.
Thank God.
She's
best
a lovely,
thing that ever happened to
she's
me.
She's a lovely lady.
She is indeed.
And,
she is indeed.
John, continued success. It's going to be a good year considering what you guys have dealt with the last two storms. You've done a remarkable job.
It takes a team, and we've got a great team.
And, John, you're the chairman of the Florida Restaurant Lodging Association for the state of Florida. People like you, leaders like you, have really helped this community recover quickly, so we appreciate all you do.
Thanks so much. It takes all of us, and that's what Elliot's brought to the table.
And listen, it wasn't just because you gave us stone crabs and wings. We would have done it anyway, but thank
perfect,
you.
Perfect. Now all you got to do is get us a victory.
Right after to fly back to Pittsburgh. So
you're soaking up
short,
all you can.
Short-lived, right. And there's a bird like 2 feet from my finger who's staring at me. And he wants some of my stone crabs.
Yeah.
You stay over there. And then there's a Bradenton pigeon came here. Is that a message on its leg, Elliot?
I think he came out of your suitcase. I think he's from Pittsburgh.
Anyway, Aaron.
Yes.
Coming up, we have at the top of the hour. Hang on, I have to swat this.
Is he being attacked, Elliot?
He is.
Trying to get my breakfast. If I sound distracted, it's because I'm distracted. meanwhile, comes with a territory when you're broadcasting outside on a pier, looking at the bay on an island. Anyway, tell us about our guest coming up right after the news at 8.
Right. So we have a guest. Her name is Dr. Whitney Caceres, and she's going to talk to some of our parent listeners and anyone listening who has a younger friend, a younger child, who's just doom scrolling away. Instagram has announced a new kind of protective barrier, and she's going to talk to the people on how can we stop doom scrolling? How can we, on a serious note, you know, kind of control the depression and the mental health that comes from doom scrolling, really?
You know, there are some countries that have actually found ways because they feel it is such an interference and such a serious situation with young people. That's all they do. A lot of times you go anywhere, their heads are buried in their phones, like adults, not just kids, and they don't pay attention.
Right.
It can be, especially in school.
Yes.
Maybe I'm old school, but I don't think they should have access to their phones in the classroom. I just don't.
Right, rewinding back to school. We talked about that a lot.
So that's coming up right after the news at the top of the hour. This is the Big K Morning Show broadcasting from Anna Maria Island, just off the coast of beautiful Bradenton, Florida. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.